Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Alteryx, Inc. NYSE. AYX, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 7, 2023 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Alteryx, Inc. reported Q2 2023 earnings with a revenue of $188 million, a 4% increase YoY and a non-GAAP operating loss of $30 million. However, its arranged by, annualized recurring revenue, was $890 million, up 22% YoY but below the guided range. The company pointed out disruptions in customer buying behaviors, particularly for larger expansion projects, as a reason for lower than expected results. The CEO, Mark Anderson, highlighted Alteryx's ongoing product innovation efforts with generative AI and cloud-connected services. Further, he expressed confidence in the robust customer retention and engagement metrics seen in Q2, along with positive international booking trends in Europe and Asia. However, Anderson noted the need for improved execution in sales deals, particularly in North America, and outlined various operational improvement strategies to be implemented. These include key leadership changes within the sales organization, improved sales linearity, heightened sales enablement focus, and cost-saving initiatives. Despite these challenges, Alteryx aims to continue delivering product innovation and improving its go-to-market strategy. Alteryx experienced adjustments to headcount, estate rationalization, and cost optimization efforts as a result of a challenging growth environment. The company undertook initiatives in the second half of 2022, including eliminating open positions, cutting back on spending, and implementing headcount reductions. Despite these changes, Alteryx managed to identify two key areas to continue investing in: generative AI and machine learning, and cloud technologies. These efforts are expected to generate annualized cost savings of over $30 million and yield a long-term model for non-GAAP operating margins of 25-30% by FY2028. This shift, following disappointing Q2 results, led the company to adopt a conservative posture on unspecific upsell and expansion projects. As part of the company's Q3 2023 outlook, Alteryx projects arranged by to be between $901 million and $905 million, increasing by 19% year-over-year, though operating profit is estimated to be only $2-6 million. The company expects arranged by figures to increase further by the end of 2023 to around $930-940 million. Alteryx plans to focus its cost management to support profitability, capitalize on generative AI and cloud conversion opportunities, and achieve long-term financial stability at an annualized cost savings of over $30 million. The Alteryx Q2 2022 earnings call covered several topics including generative AI, deal pushouts, macro challenges, and the pipeline quality. The company's CEO Mark Anderson and CSO Paula Hansen reassured investors that they are not seeing any slowdown in projects due to customers evaluating the generative AI field. They highlighted positive adoption rates of generative AI technologies, with 9 out of their 10 largest customers enrolled in the initial design partner program. The CSO also noted that deals pushing out from Q1 were generally consistent with what they see quarter on quarter. Additionally, the company is working on scaling efficiencies, improving pipeline quality, and enhancing conversion rates. It has taken actions to cut costs and bolster its sales team. Importantly, Alteryx does not appear to be facing significant disruption from the workforce reduction it implemented in April. Regarding challenges, the CFO Kevin Rubin mentioned a more conservative stance on any expansion not tied to renewal events as macro conditions remain tough. The company also saw several large deals coming in at 50% below expectations or pushing out a quarter. Finally, the company faces the task of balancing expansion opportunities outside of renewal timelines with customers' budgeting and procurement processes.